It's Sunday morning, time for the Great Outdoors with Charlie Potter. Brought to you by the all-new Chevy Silverado and ChevyDriveChicago.com on Chicago's very own 720 WGN.
Good morning. Welcome to the Great Outdoors Show. Charlie Potter, your host here on WGN Radio. And thank you for joining me. I hope you had a wonderful, wonderful Christmas and happy holiday season to all. And as we roll into the last show of 2018, that seems a little hard to believe. We will talk about some of, I guess, the time of the year we make New Year's resolutions, but also talk about some of the things we'd like to see happen. And I'm going to start off with a story which broke in the last couple of days, and it's to do with Japan and commercial whaling, and Japan deciding that it is going to defy an international ban. Japan on Wednesday of this week said it would withdraw from an international agreement and resume commercial whaling. The international agreement dates back to 1986 by the International Whaling Commission. And Japan, since 1986, so for 30 years or so, has been able to whale in Antarctica and take a quota of whales from Antarctica each year during this period. Japan decided recently that it would no longer adhere to this treaty, this international agreement, and would resume whaling as though there was no issue with whales, and would simply basically thumb their noses at the world and say, we're going to do what we want to do because whaling's part of our culture and we use whales for a variety of things in our culture in Japan. And that is, I guess, we talk about us having a whale community in 2019. I would think that the world would say to Japan, not so fast, sorry, we're not going to let you do this. We can't stop them from doing it. From the point of view, they just simply pulled out of the treaty, much the same way other countries or ourselves can't be stopped from doing things. But we can stop them via public pressure. And my feeling, and all of you know who've listened to me for all these years, I am not what I would call an environmentalist. I'm a conservationist, which going back to Teddy Roosevelt is the wise use of our natural resources. I firmly believe in using our natural resources in a pragmatic, sustainable way where we are utilizing the natural resources we have, whether it may be fish, fowl, forests, it doesn't really matter, so long as we are doing so in a sustainable way. There is nothing that appears to be sustainable about whaling. The whaling industry peaked well over 100 years ago, probably 150 years ago, and ever since then the population of whales has been going down. The world's oceans are in terrible shape. And I think one of our maybe New Year's resolutions for 2019 is to see what we can do to begin to make the world aware of the plight of our oceans, which without them, we don't exist. And the fact that Japan would say that they are going to go back into the whaling business, to me is just almost is a Neanderthal approach. It's going back against everything the world stands for. So maybe what we ought to do is simply say to Japan, it's fine. If you want to go back into the whaling business, we're simply not going to buy any of your products. We're not going to buy your cars. We're not going to buy anything. And societal pressure is far more significant than treaties. And if Americans and the world said to Japan, until you stop whaling, there are no more Japanese cars that are going to be sold. I have a feeling Japanese whaling would end in about 5 seconds. So that's the situation we're in, and yet we find ourselves going into 2019 with a really significant step backwards in the conservation movement. So 2019 could well be the year that Japan causes the world to focus on the oceans and the plight of the oceans and what's happening. We have depleting fish stocks throughout the world. The top of the food chain, marlin, swordfish, tuna, all populations at the very top of the food chain continue to be in rapid decline. You don't need to go any further than the Shedd Aquarium in Chicago's list of fish that we shouldn't eat to realize just how much we're mining the world's oceans And yet while we're doing that, we also are making huge headway on commercial fish farms that are able to raise all kinds of fish in a commercial setting that will not deplete the world's oceans. But the world's oceans, whether it be the coral reefs, the Great Barrier Reefs, what's going on with whales, the entire scenario is coming to the point where this is maybe the next crisis in the world. And I don't any more than most of you like to deal with crises, but we have reached a breaking point in the world's oceans. And because we don't see these species, they're not like birds. You can't say, you know, I haven't seen a bird in 3 days. You don't see fish because they're underwater. But the oceans of the world are in horrible shape. And maybe one of our challenges, our New Year's resolutions for 2019, is to have the world begin to look at its oceans in a more serious and sustainable way. Because without them, we're not here. And Japan maybe inadvertently rang the bell, which is the wake-up call, that we're not going to tolerate the commercial utilization of whaling again. We have the ability to stop it in virtually a nanosecond if the world decided they didn't want to buy the Japanese products so long as they're going to whale. And maybe that begins just a whole dialogue, which we certainly need to have. But if you have a moment, go to the Shedd Aquariums, Don't Eat Fish list, and see the number of fish that they have that they feel on a scientific basis only, not a political basis, but a scientific basis only, that they feel are in deep trouble and should not be eaten commercially. And then the second thing is we should look really seriously at aquaculture and aquaponics and the whole way of commercially raising fish in a sustainable way that does not take away from our oceans. And when you think about fish, think about what has happened with the recreational fishing industry throughout North America. It's probably in the best shape it has ever been. I'm not talking about ocean-going fish, but I'm talking about all the fish that populate our lakes and our rivers and our farm ponds. We have come from a place 50 years ago where you caught everything and kept it and you ate it, to where now catching and keeping fish is hardly ever done. And sport fishing has taken over. And it's entirely possible that fishing has never been better for many species of fish, from muskie to smallmouth bass to trout to the parm pond fish to, you know, go to the Lake of the Woods and look what's happened with smallmouth bass. We have built a recreational fishery through conservation, and in doing so, we have built an enormous economic value to recreational fishing. Take one look at Bass Pro Shops and Johnny Morris, and you know there's a lot of money in fishing. It's not in the commercial killing of fishing. It's in the recreational sport fishing, catching of fishing. So we can do this, and it's no different for the world's oceans. 50, 75 years ago, we stopped killing all the fish in our lakes and rivers because we knew there wouldn't be any left. It's time we do the same thing in the oceans and bring back a sustainable ecosystem. So in 2019, maybe that's one of the world's priorities. Hopefully it is. I'll be back in just a moment. And when I do come back, I'll have a few other New Year's resolutions and a couple topics on the state of Illinois. I hope you're enjoying the show. This is Charlie Potter on the Outdoor Voice of Chicago and America, 720 WGN, and first a message from our longtime sponsors, the Northwest Indiana and Chicagoland Chevrolet dealers.
Every game, it's all on the line. Personal, one-on-one, head-to-head. You have to look for every advantage. Strength, speed, and power to win.
Dan Hampton knows when you're looking for a tough competitor, Chevy Silverado has every advantage. Silverado's Ecotec 3 V8 gets better mileage than Ford's F-150 EcoBoost V6. You heard it here. Plus, Silverado's trailering package delivers 12,500 pounds of towing capacity that guarantees hauling muscle. More power, better performance. That's the kind of advantage that wins games. And there's never been a better time to see your local Chevy dealer about the Big Fix lease. It's an amazing lease deal that can lower your monthly payments and give you more Chevy than you ever imagined for less money. Your Chevy dealer knows what it takes to be a winner.
Take it from number 99. Chevy Silverado is an all-star. See your Chicagoland and Northwest Indiana Chevy dealer or go to ChevyDriveChicago.com for details. Kick off the season right. Go for it.
It's Charlie Potter and the Great Outdoors on Chicago's very own 720 WGN.
Welcome back to the Great Outdoors Show. Charlie Potter, your host here on WGN Radio. Thank you for joining me. Once again, Merry Christmas to all and Happy Holidays. And I hope 2019 is a fabulous year for you. One of the things that's going to happen early in 2019 is the Land and Water Conservation Fund is going to be once again taken up by Congress. Yes, we have a government shutdown. It doesn't seem that anything is getting done, but eventually the Land and Water Conservation Fund will be brought before Congress. And this time it has a chance of success that it has not had in a number of years. And just as a quick refresher, the Land and Water Conservation Fund is a roughly $900 million a year annual fund based upon the royalties from offshore oil and gas drilling. It was passed over 50 years ago. It has been the single most important fund for the funding of recreational opportunity in America, everything from parks to swing sets to boat launches to acquiring natural areas to acquiring areas for hunting and fishing. It has been the piggy bank, if you will, that has enabled us to do so many things to make outdoor recreation better in America. In recent years, Congress has pretty much stolen from the fund. $900 million a year is how much there is. Congress has been spending $250 to $300 million and pocketing the difference and writing IOUs. The IOUs today are over $3 billion. We might as well write those off. We're never going to get them. And we talk about spending $5 billion to build a wall along the Mexican border, but we have taken more than $3 billion out of the Land and Water Conservation Fund and written an IOU. So that money's gone. I don't think we're ever going to see it. What's at stake now is the reauthorization, the permanent reauthorization of the Land and Water Conservation Fund, and stopping Congress from taking money that is being paid into a fund for the betterment of our natural resources in America and using it for anything else. And I'm very surprised that the oil and gas industry, which is the entity which pays the tax on these, has not risen up and said, we are not going to pay these taxes anymore because you are diverting these funds from the purposes for which they were passed. Of course, that's not going to happen, but that's really what's at stake here. So Congress needs to reauthorize the Land and Water Conservation Fund. And in doing so, it needs to say we are no longer going to pilfer this fund and use it for other purposes for which it wasn't designed. Can you just imagine what a backlog of $3 billion would do to fix our national parks, to fix our boat ramps, to improve recreational fishing, to improve bike trails, to improve our entire quality of life, which is what this was supposed to do when it comes to the outdoors. And yet we've stood by idly and just let Congress take the money and use it for other purposes. So there are fortunately a few congressmen and senators that are absolutely determined, and Sheldon Whitehouse of Rhode Island being one of them, absolutely determined that the Land and Water Conservation Fund is going to be restored to its initial purposes, and we're going to use the funds coming from offshore oil and gas royalties for fixing our national parks, fixing our national monuments, boat launches, public fishing and hunting areas. And I would think that all of us would think that was a good thing instead of having the money siphoned off for other purposes. So the reauthorization of the Land and Water Conservation Fund is the single largest conservation priority place in 2019, and it's likely to take place fairly early in 2019. I'll certainly have more on it, but it's the biggest of them all, and it's money that once came to those of us who care about the outdoors. And in recent years, we've only been getting the crumbs. It's time we reverse that. With the few minutes I have left, I'd like to just talk a little bit about 2019 and some of the things that maybe we can do. Those of you listening who love to hunt and fish are aware that the number of people hunting and fishing in America is plummeting. It's actually shocking at the rate of the decline. Half the people in America who hunt in the last 20 years. We are at a level now where there are fewer waterfowl hunters than there ever have been in the country, and it is less than one-half the number that we used to have. The same is true in the fishing industry. We talk about how great fishing is. It is great. but people aren't going fishing. And why? Maybe we don't have the time. Maybe we don't have the interest. We've become so urbanized. Who knows what the reasons are? There's not one reason. There's a lot of reasons. But collectively, we are facing a period where the age demographics for hunting and fishing are going to result in a virtual collapse of the hunting and fishing industry and the hunting and fishing lifestyle. And it's shocking to say that when I look at my young kids and I know how I grew up, and I know many of you listening think about how you grew up. If we don't begin to take kids and fishing and take them camping, we are going to lose our outdoor recreation heritage in America. And maybe that's one of the reasons why the Land and Water Conservation Fund has been able, Congress has been able to steal the money, is because enough of us don't care. So we're kind of at the point where, when I talk in the Great Outdoors show, it's obviously a lot more than hunting and fishing. It's about conservation issues. It's about the whole world of the outdoors. But if there aren't enough of us who get up in the morning and are determined to enjoy the outdoors, then we are going to find ourselves in a situation where we don't matter. So as you look at maybe your kids or your grandkids this holiday season and spend time with them, wouldn't it be great if each of us decided, let's take a few days and take our grandkids or friends of our grandkids or our own kids, take them fishing, take them camping, take them boating, take them hunting, teach them how to shoot sporting clays and trap and skeet, because they are the only way we are going to sustain this lifestyle that has been a part of our heritage since America was settled, but which is rapidly shrinking in the number of us who participate, and the age demographics are absolutely shocking when you look at the recruitment of new individuals into the outdoor sports. It's very low compared to those of us who are, let's put it this way, not on the youngest side of growing up in America. So maybe a New Year's resolution in 2019 for all of us who love to hunt, fish, love the outdoors would be, take a kid hunting and fishing, introduce them to something that's meant so much to us. We'll be a better world for it. I'll be next on, next Sunday morning, when we're in 2019. Thank you so much for joining me. This is Charlie Potter on the Outdoor Voice of Chicago and America, 720 WGN. Happy New Year to all.